Good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she starts to really understand her relationship with your son and how holy and precious it is and how she needs to guard it and just keep herself as a chaste virgin, like scripture says, for her bridegroom. And that she also starts to understand the importance of seeking after the Holy Spirit alone and nothing else, and really starts to practice discernment. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so this is Hebrews chapter 7, okay? It's referring to the law, okay? It says, But into the second went the high priest. It's talking about the temple of God, okay? And the laws pertaining to certain parts of the temple, okay? And how the high priest could only go in there, only and alone, okay? It says, and once a year, it says here, but into the second went the priest alone, once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. Okay. I'm sorry, let's start at verse 6. Verse 6 says, now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. So these are like the routine routine work that the high priest had to do. And it says, but into the second, okay, which is the holiest of holies, went the high priest alone, once every year, but not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. Okay, so the high priest alone, that's it, was permitted to go into the holiest of holies, the deepest part of the temple. Okay, then scripture says that Christ is the new high priest. Okay, it says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was, let me start up here. I'm sorry. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, this is verse 14. Sorry. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Okay, so he's the new high priest for us, okay? And then scripture says that that you're the temple of God, his church, okay? This is, know ye not yourself, that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth within you. Okay, so this church is the new temple of God. Okay, and then this is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Okay, the Apostle Paul says, I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. So you're the bride of Christ, okay? And the Spirit is jealous, okay? Now I'm laying down these scriptures because I want to explain why it is that I explain biblically, from a biblical foundation, why I say it is that you should just read the Bible, your KJV Bible alone, from cover to cover without Bible notes, okay? Please allow me to explain a little bit more. Just like a husband and a bride, okay? When you are reading your Bible, okay, you are opening the holiest of holies. It's your soul, okay? That is the most, it's the holiest of holies. It's holy, okay? Marriage is holy, okay? The union between a male and a female is holy, okay? Your relationship with Christ is holy, okay? It's not worldly and down here. It's pure and clean, and it's of a heavenly thing, but it is biblical, okay? The Apostle talks about a great mystery between Christ and his church, okay? And the reason why you need to leave that time, okay, and set it as holy between you and the Lord, is because you're being cleansed, okay, by the Lord. Okay, you're bearing your soul. It's a very deep and private and personal thing, okay, between between Christ and you through the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is why, I mean, I am so astonished when I see people can even interrupt someone when they're in prayer time. You know, because that time is to be reverenced. That is a special time between Christ and his church. You know, I see somebody reading their Bible and they're in prayer. I back off and I'm like, okay. And so I always tell sisters all the time, you need to read your Bible from cover to cover, then read it again. And I'm just just sort of a side dish to help out, because that time is to be reverenced, because the covenant of marriage is holy, okay? And that's why those Bible notes, I mean, just think about it for 2 seconds. You have a husband and his wife is coming to him and giving herself in a holy way, opening herself to him, okay? All right? To receive fruit and to be transformed, because that's what happens when you read your Bible. You're washed, you're cleansed, you receive of the Spirit, and then you bear fruit, okay? And some guys in there, okay? Teaching and talking and just running his mouth. How do you think that, bridegroom is going to feel about that? He doesn't belong there, okay? He has no place there, okay? That time is private. That's between you. That's between Christ and you. The power of the Holy Spirit is to be reverenced, okay? It's special. It's holy, okay? It's not to be touched by anybody, okay? It's between Christ and you, okay? If you need help on something, he can direct you. The Holy Spirit can guide you to go get help if you need understanding on some scriptures or you're confused, but he'll do it, okay? But it doesn't belong in your Bible, because you're not supposed to be there reading your Bible, talking, having that Holy Spirit communion with you, with you and Christ, being washed and cleansed and receiving so you can bear fruit for his glory. And then there's these footnotes that are mixing you up and also talking to you when they have no place. They have no place there. Okay? That's what the Bible calls the holiest of holies, and that's reverenced, okay, and kept for no idols, okay, for Christ alone, through the power of the Holy Spirit, okay, between Christ and his church. Nobody else has any place in that area, okay? And then, if he directs you to go get help, you don't understand this, then you go and you get something and you get some help. But you the way that it is, okay, unless you've got a lot of it's dangerous, okay, because it'll mix you up and it'll war against the Spirit if you really watch it, okay? So that's why you just need to read your Bible from cover to cover, your KJV Bible from cover to cover, you're done, read again without those Bible notes, so that Holy Spirit can minister to you deep within your soul without any distractions or interruptions. Okay, I'll leave it there for today. But this is extremely relevant, because you need to understand how to hear His Holy Spirit, and those things will war against the Holy Spirit. Okay, and you need to know how to hear His voice so you can understand during times of judgment and walk according to the Holy Spirit more perfectly. So leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a glorious day, abounding in the Spirit, and bearing fruit for Your glory. I ask all these prayers of You in Jesus' name. Amen.